Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. Today, we're tackling a topic that's central to the Bitcoin network, running your own full node. The perception is often that it's this super technical, expensive thing, but we're here to talk about running a Bitcoin node in 2025, a cost-effective guide.
That's right, John. It's a vital way for everyone serious about their Bitcoin asset being able to contribute to the network's decentralization and security. And honestly, it's never been more accessible from a cost perspective. The initial hurdle, of course, is the hardware and setup.
Exactly.
The foundation is hardware, and people often overthink the processor and RAM. This brief guide makes it clear. A powerful CPU isn't the primary concern. A modern dual core is fine. Even an older Intel i3 will do the job.
And for memory, RAM, 4 GB is the recommended minimum for smooth operation. Though 2 GB can technically work, but if you plan to run other applications, jumping to 8 GB or more is smart. The real star, or maybe the biggest investment, is the storage.
Storage is definitely the critical component. As of mid-2025, the Bitcoin blockchain is around 600 gigabytes and growing, so the absolute minimum recommendation is a 1 TB solid-state drive, an SSD. That speed is crucial for the initial blockchain download and for keeping up with the network. Forget the older, slower, hard disk drives.
So, how do we keep that initial cost down? Well, there are 3 great routes. The most budget-friendly is repurposing an old desktop or laptop. As long as you can stick a 1 TB SSD in it and it meets the RAM requirements.
And then we have the poster child for cost-effectiveness, the Raspberry Pi 5.
Yes, I love the Pi approach. It's energy efficient, small, and the Pi 5's PCI Express interface means you can connect a fast NVMe SSD. At the moment, an initial investment for the whole setup, Pi 5, case, power, in a 1 TB NVMe SSD, could be under $200. That's a powerful, cost-effective solution to do your bit in securing the decentralized nature of Bitcoin.
And beyond the hardware, we move to the brains of the operation, the software. Bitcoin Core is the standard, but for those less comfortable with the command line, we have simplified options, particularly for the Raspberry Pi.
Yes, and that's where things like Umbrel OS and MyNode come in. Umbrel, for example, is visually appealing and turns a Pi into a personal server with the node at its core. MyNode is similar, simplifying the setup for both a Bitcoin and Lightning Network node through a web interface.
And for those seriously worried about storage, there's the concept of a pruned node. You still verify the entire blockchain, but you discard older block data, slashing the long-term storage requirement down to just a few gigabytes. It has trade-offs in functionality compared to a full archival node, but it's a huge cost saver on storage.
Now, we can't forget the ongoing cost, internet bandwidth. The initial blockchain download is data intensive, but even after that, ongoing usage, uploading and downloading new blocks and transactions can be several hundred gigabytes a month. Upload is typically higher.
Right, so an internet plan with a high data cap or ideally an unmetered connection is key to avoiding surprise bills. Otherwise, that cost-effective node isn't so cost-effective anymore.
That's right. Lastly, there is the cloud hosting via a VPS, a virtual private server. No upfront hardware cost, reliable uptime, but you're looking at a recurring monthly fee, probably $20 to $60, and you're trusting a third party with your node's operation. Over time, those monthly costs add up.
So where's the bottom line? What's the most cost-effective path in 2025 to run a Bitcoin node and do our bit?
Well, for most users, it's the Raspberry Pi 5 with a 1 TB SSD and user-friendly software like Umbrel OS. Low initial cost, minimal electricity usage, small footprint. Repurposing an old computer is cheaper initially, but the ongoing electricity costs might be higher than the Pi option.
In the end, it boils down to your budget, your technical comfort, and your commitment to securing the network. But the message is clear. Running a full node is both affordable and incredibly rewarding for any serious Bitcoin advocate.
Absolutely. Get involved, everyone. It's the best way to be your own bank and verify your own transactions.
That's the name of the game in the end. Be more than an owner. Be a full part of the Bitcoin network. The real power behind the success of the asset class. Okay, folks, that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. See you over at the DBM Academy for more success hints and tips as we evolve our digital asset businesses. See you next time.